Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Prachi Priya.
नमस्कार श्रोताओं, मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है। हम देश विदेश की आर्थिक गतिविधियों और शेयर बाजार पर नजर डालेंगे और प्रमुख समाचारों पर भी चर्चा करेंगे। खबरों पर बातचीत के लिए आमंत्रित हैं स्टूडियो में आर्थिक पत्रकार दीपशिखा सिकरवार। दीपशिखा जी, स्टूडियो में आपका स्वागत है।
वार्म वेलकम दीपशिखा।
चर्चा शुरू करेंगे मगर पहले हेडलाइंस।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इनॉग्रेट्स सेमिकॉन इंडिया 2025, says India's smallest chip will drive the world's biggest change. Benchmark domestic indices failed to hold initial gains. Sensex drops over 200 points. Nifty closes at 24,580. And gold prices scale to new high, crosses over $3,500 per ounce level in international spot market.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने सेमिकॉन इंडिया 2025 का उद्घाटन किया। कहा, भारत की सबसे छोटी चिप दुनिया में सबसे बड़ा बदलाव लाएगी। प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांक शुरुआती बढ़त बरकरार रखने में विफल रहे। सेंसेक्स 200 अंक से अधिक गिरा, निफ्टी 24,580 पर बंद हुआ और सोने की कीमतों में भारी उछाल आया। प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने कहा है कि भारत एक मजबूत सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम का निर्माण कर रहा है जो देश को आत्मनिर्भर और वैश्विक स्तर पर प्रतिस्पर्धी बनाएगा। नई दिल्ली में सेमीकंडक्टर इंडिया कार्यक्रम में श्री मोदी ने कहा कि वैश्विक सेमीकंडक्टर बाजार पहले ही 600 अरब डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है और आगामी वर्षों में इसके लिए $1 ट्रिलियन को पार करने की उम्मीद है। उन्होंने विश्वास व्यक्त किया कि भारत इस बाजार में महत्वपूर्ण भागीदार बनेगा। प्रधानमंत्री ने कहा कि भारत डिजाइनिंग, निर्माण, पैकेजिंग और उन्नत तकनीक से लैस उपकरण तैयार कर रहा है। उन्होंने बताया कि भारत का ध्यान घरेलू स्तर पर निर्मित चिप्स के माध्यम से उभरती प्रौद्योगिकियों को सशक्त बनाने पर है।
सेमीकंडक्टर की दुनिया में एक बात कही जाती है, ऑयल वाज ब्लैक गोल्ड बट चिप्स आर डिजिटल डायमंड्स। हमारी पिछली शताब्दी को ऑयल ने शेप किया। दुनिया का भाग्य तेल के कुओं से तय होता था। तेल के इन कुओं से कितना पेट्रोलियम निकलेगा, इस आधार पर ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी ऊपर नीचे होती रहती है। लेकिन 21वीं शताब्दी की शक्ति छोटी सी चिप में सिमट करके रह गई है। ये चिप भले छोटी सी है लेकिन इसमें दुनिया की प्रगति को बड़ी गति देने की ताकत है।
इससे पहले केंद्रीय इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स और सूचना प्रौद्योगिकी मंत्री अश्विनी वैष्णव ने सत्र को संबोधित करते हुए कहा कि भारत सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन की शुरुआत के बाद से दुनिया पूरे विश्वास के साथ भारत की ओर देख रही है। उन्होंने बताया कि 5 सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट्स का निर्माण तेजी से चल रहा है और उन्होंने प्रधानमंत्री को पहली मेड इन इंडिया चिप भी भेंट की। अंतरिक्ष मिशन के लिए योग्य 32 बिट का माइक्रो प्रोसेसर विक्रम 32 पूरी तरह से स्वदेशी है। इसे भारतीय अंतरिक्ष अनुसंधान संगठन इसरो की सेमीकंडक्टर प्रयोगशाला द्वारा निर्मित किया गया है। दीपशिखा जी, जैसा कि प्रधानमंत्री ने कहा कि ऑयल आर ब्लैक गोल्ड बट चिप्स आर रियल डायमंड्स, क्या है इस वक्तव्य के पीछे की मार्मिकता?
प्राची, अगर आपको याद होगा कुछ समय पहले जो है चिप्स को लेकर के काफी शॉर्टेज हो गई थी और सारी हमारा जो उद्योग जगत है उसमें खासी परेशानी हो गई थी। वो बोल रहे थे कि हमारा प्रोडक्शन जो है, हमारा उत्पादन जो है वो अफेक्ट हो जाएगा
जी।
तो चिप जो है आजकल उसका इस्तेमाल छोटी से छोटी चीज से लेकर के गाड़ियों, बड़े हर क्षेत्र में होने लगा है। पावर क्षेत्र देखें तो हर जगह चिप्स जो हैं वो इस्तेमाल हो रही हैं और चिप्स जो हैं भारत में उसका अभी तक उत्पादन नहीं होता है। तो आप सोच सकते हैं कि हमारी निर्भरता जो है जो उत्पादक देश हैं उनके ऊपर काफी हद तक है, हमारे उद्योग जगत की भी उत्पादकता काफी हद तक है। तो अगर ये जो आयात है इसका रुक जाएगा तो जाहिर सी बात है कि हमारे पूरी अर्थव्यवस्था पे इसका एक बहुत असर हो सकता है। तो ये एक बहुत ही अहम, बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण कदम है उस दिशा में कि हम इसमें आत्मनिर्भर होने जा रहे हैं।
बिल्कुल, अगर इसके साथ हम जोड़ करके देखें कि उन्होंने चिप स्टार्टअप्स की बात की है, तो क्या आगे आने वाले समय में किस तरीके की चुनौतियां हम देख पा रहे हैं?
देखिए, एक प्रधानमंत्री ने जैसे कहा है, ये हमें इसमें चिप टेक्नोलॉजी है, टेक्नोलॉजी जो है हम देख रहे हैं कि जिसके पास टेक्नोलॉजी है आज पूरे विश्व में, वो अर्थव्यवस्था को उसमें उसको अपनी बहुत ही मजबूत स्थिति में रहता है, वो डिमांडिंग पोजीशन में रहता है। और ये सरकार की तरफ से ये एम्फसाइज किया जा रहा है कि जो टेक्नोलॉजी क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं, कार्यरत हैं, स्टार्टअप्स हैं, जो यूनिवर्सिटीज हैं, उनको इसमें हम कितना अनुसंधान कर सकते हैं। हमने देखा बजट में रिसर्च के लिए एक बड़ा प्रपोजल आया था, तो हम इसमें आगे दिशा में क्या काम कर सकते हैं, जो स्टार्टअप्स हैं वो कितना इस क्षेत्र में ज्यादा से ज्यादा काम करके नए उत्पाद कुछ ला सकते हैं जिससे भारत में आत्मनिर्भरता रहे इस क्षेत्र में जो टेक्नोलॉजी से जुड़े हुए हैं। तो ये एम्फसाइज किया जा रहा है और ये जो वक्तव्य है इसको उसी दिशा में आप उसको देखा जाना चाहिए।
दीपशिखा, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दैट द ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर मार्केट हैज ऑलरेडी रीच्ड $600 बिलियन and in the coming years it is expected to surpass $1 trillion. Now that's a huge market we are talking about, and the confidence that the Prime Minister, with which he has said that the day is not far when India's smallest chip will be driving the biggest change in the world. So what all does India need to do to keep itself abreast with the change that is happening or going to take place in the world and for us to remain globally competitive?
Like I said, Rajesh, you know, if you take chips today, from smallest of products to, you know, your biggest of products, chips are required in the manufacture of, you know,
any
products. Any and everything, you know, from watches to cars to everything. Because this so much of technology has now come into our lives. And if our industry and we don't have domestic manufacturing and if we are totally dependent on some other supply sources, it would have a very large impact on our local production. And we have seen that happen in the past. And I think the entire emphasis is now to attain reliance, self-reliant, to become self-reliant in this area. I think this is being emphasized time and again by the government, by top policy makers, including Prime Minister. So I think that realization has sort of set in, which is why I think we have this chip now, which is expected to sort of come into production by end of year.
And Vikram 32 is the first fully indigenous 32-bit microprocessor qualified for space missions. You talked about smallest to the biggest.
Absolutely. And we've done so well in the space sector. I mean, India's space missions are, you know, they've set an example in the world in terms of the cost efficiency. So I think definitely we have the capability. We can definitely do it. And I think that is what is being emphasized by the government.
We'll go for a short commercial break at this point of time and be back with you very soon.
मार्केट मंत्र में आपका एक बार फिर स्वागत है। प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांकों में आज गिरावट का दौर रहा। सेंसेक्स 207 अंक गिरकर 80,158 पर बंद हुआ। वहीं निफ्टी 45 अंक गिरकर 24,580 पर बंद हुआ। वहीं विस्तारित बाजार सूचकांक लाभ के साथ बंद हुए। बॉम्बे शेयर बाजार के मिड कैप इंडेक्स में 0.3% और स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स में 0.6% का उछाल आया।
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडेक्सेस एंडेड विद मॉडेस्ट लॉसेस टुडे। The markets had opened in positive territory, however, they failed to hold initial gains and later slipped into negative zone. The Sensex decreased 207 points or 0.26% to close at 80,158. Similarly, Nifty declined 45 points or 0.18% to settle at 24,580. Meanwhile, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended on a positive note. The mid-cap index advanced around 0.3% and the small-cap index added over 0.6%.
सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 में से 15 कंपनियों के शेयरों में तेजी दर्ज की गई. सबसे अधिक लाभ में रहने वाली कंपनियों के शेयरों में शामिल पावर ग्रिड 2.4% से अधिक, एनटीपीसी 1.6% और टाटा स्टील 1.4% से अधिक बढ़त के साथ नजर आया. सबसे अधिक घाटे में रहने वाली कंपनियों के शेयर्स में शामिल महिंद्रा एंड महिंद्रा 2.4%, एशियन पेंट्स 1.3% से अधिक और कोटक बैंक लगभग 1.3% गिर गए.
In sectoral indices of the BSE, 11 out of 21 sectors logged gains. In the top gainers, power rose over 1.6%, utilities climbed nearly 1.5%, and FMCG added over 1.1%. Among the top laggards, Bankex dipped nearly 0.7%, telecommunications dropped almost 0.6%, and financial services lost over 0.4%.
अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में डॉलर के मुकाबले रुपया आज 5 पैसे की बढ़त के साथ 58.15 रुपये प्रति डॉलर के स्तर पर बंद हुआ. दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 98.4 पर कारोबार कर रहा था.
दीपशिखा, टुडे वाज अ हिस्टोरिक डे इन फैक्ट ट्रांजिशन फॉर द नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज as all futures and options contracts shifted their expiry day from Thursday to Tuesdays. And this is after 25 years of Thursday being synonymous with expiry. This change marks the beginning of a new era in India's derivatives market, and this also brought about India VIX jumping over 4% intraday. What do you have to say about that?
You know, in the past, if you see...
How much is this shift responsible for what happened today?
I don't think I would read too much into the shift as an impact in the market. Market overall has been driven by various factors, including, you know, the tariff impact, what is happening to the trade deal, how is India navigating the issue, if something would come out of it, or is it going to be 50% tariffs, and the expectations around, you know, policy changes, policy reforms. As we're saying, we have the big ticket GST council meeting tomorrow. So that is a huge trigger point. You know, we saw sectors such as auto, you know, they showed a lot of movement today. There's a lot of expectations around what will happen tomorrow at the GST Council. So otherwise, and also going forward, what will the government do in terms of reforms? They are already talking about next generation reforms. So we have to see, you know, what happens there. So I think that nervousness around what is happening in the global markets, and also what, how is India dealing with what is happening, you know, how is India dealing with all what is happening globally, the entire geo-economic developments, the tariff issue, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Okay, since you mentioned about the GST Council, the two-day 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin tomorrow in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan in December last year, during which several decisions related to the Goods and Services Tax, GST, were taken, including a rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and a recommendations to amend the definition of pre-packaged and labeled items. Now, this GST meeting is happening tomorrow. We read out what happened in the last GST meeting. What are your expectations from tomorrow's meeting?
Rajesh, you know, the Jaisalmer GST Council meeting was, it tackled very small items. Tomorrow, the two-day meeting is, which is happening after a hiatus of like 6 months or so. This is a, like I said earlier, it's a big ticket GST Council meeting, because we are now talking about GST 2.0. Prime Minister mentioned it in his Independence Day speech, and the centre immediately moved a proposal to the group of ministers. The agenda was shared with the GST Council. So now we are working towards next generation goods and services tax, which will have a two slab structure, and which means you just have 5% and 18%, the 12% slab is going. So most of the household consumption goods, you know, which affect the so-called aam aadmi goods, would be on 5%, and industrial goods and some high-end goods, they would be on 18%, and very select, some 6 to 7 items would be on the higher rate of 40%, which will be a special rate, you know, largely for sin goods like tobacco products and, you know, some very select, very high end luxury products. So tomorrow, the 2 day meeting, when we're talking about GST, this is a significant reform that the center has proposed in the GST structure. 8 years after the indirect tax was launched, the idea is to make it easier for businesses, because we had seen these concerns coming from businesses and industry that it's not easy as such. So it's being made much more easier in terms of procedures, and those changes are also likely to be taken up tomorrow, besides the rate structure. So the whole idea is to, make this huge shift as India faces, this whole turmoil or the challenges as the geopolitical environment gets more challenging. Let's put our house in order. And I think GST is just the first step towards that. Because like I said, PM, Finance Minister herself, they've all been talking about next level of reforms, next generation reforms. And there's a lot of work apparently which is happening on that.
So this is going to give a big boost to consumption as well.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody is expectant, because a lot of your consumer durables, like I said, household goods would definitely, they're coming in the lower bracket of 5%. As also a number of, your white goods were in the 28% slab, your air conditioners, your dishwashers, they would now be in 18%. So definitely a big boost to, consumption. Automobile sector, a huge boost for that, because from 28%, a number of cars would now be in the 18% slab. Even at 40%, they'll be still sort of cheaper. So while we await, what happens in the GST Council, but definitely I think it's a huge morale booster also. And ahead of festive season, definitely, I think it will sort of spur buying and consumption going forward.
जी दीपशिखा, चर्चा को आगे बढ़ाएंगे, मगर उससे पहले लेते हैं अल्पविराम.
वेलकम बैक टू मार्केट मंथ्रा. दीपशिखा, सितंबर इज सीजनली अ वीक month, with the Nifty closing lower in 6 out of last 10 years, largely driven by foreign capital outflows as FIIs turned net sellers on many such occasions. So what is your expectation from the month?
Well, I won't agree. We had good news on the GDP front. The high frequency indicators are also sort of indicating a lot of strength in the economy. So
I'm talking historically,
we're talking about reforms and next generation reforms and a big ticket GST reform. So I think this weakness, September is always seen as, a month, where people are taking stock. It's a mid-month, half year, gone by. So everybody's taking stock of where they are, how's the last quarter's gone and how they're looking the coming quarters. So I think that while that assessment goes on, but I think the factors which are being thrown up by the economy and what's happening in India is definitely sort of, it's an exciting month.
Positive.
It is an exciting month, I think. Who would have thought we'll have such a big ticket GST reform?
जी राजेश, चर्चा को आगे बढ़ाएंगे मगर उससे पहले एक नजर डालते हैं एशियाई और यूरोपीय बाजार पर. एशिया के प्रमुख बाजारों में आज का रुख मिला जुला रहा. दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी 0.9%, सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.5% और जापान का निकेई लगभग 0.3% बढ़ गया. वहीं हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग इंडेक्स लगभग 0.5% और चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स 0.4% से नीचे आ गिरा. ताजा समाचार मिलने तक प्रमुख यूरोपीय बाजारों का रुख नकारात्मक रहा. जर्मनी का डैक्स 1.5%, लंदन का फुटसी 100 0.5% और फ्रांस का कैक 40 भी अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक 0.3% से नीचे नजर आया.
The US stock markets remain closed on Monday due to Labor Day celebrations. Both the Nasdaq and the New York Stock Exchange observed the holiday, giving US markets an extended weekend. Deepshika, how do you see the behavior of the Fed in the coming weeks? Will they or will they not change the rate? What will happen to the inflation in the US, and what repercussions will that have on the Indian markets?
Rajesh, it's a very what's happening in the US is very interesting for all the watchers who've been keenly watching that economy for a while. How geopolitics, geoeconomics is having an impact for that country. How a country, which always sort of stood for free markets is now sort of becoming protectionist. If you look at what's happening with the US Fed, we've had such vocal statements against the US Fed, that it needs to cut rate now. And the Fed is standing its ground. It will obviously be data-driven. But if you take into account the last statement, there are indications that there could be a cut coming by. But with the tariffs playing out, if tariffs, have an impact, in which they would, on the inflation in that country, Fed would like to weigh in all these details before it sort of goes in for a cut. So I think all these factors will weigh in, but definitely a very charged up politically and economically in terms of what's happening there. It would be interesting to see what call this Fed takes. Yeah.
Moving on, Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a 3-day visit to India this evening at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit of Prime Minister Wong coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both the countries to further strengthen this partnership. What are your expectations from this partnership, Deepshika? Briefly.
India and Singapore, we have a free trade agreement. We also have a free trade agreement with ASEAN. So we have had very robust relationship with Singapore, I think, and this is a significant visit, especially in the backdrop of what's happening in the world in terms of geopolitics. Prime Minister has just come back from the Shanghai Corporation SEO meeting, and we've seen the developments that are going on. So definitely a very significant visit.
Crude oil prices rose today. Brent crude was trading over 0.4% up at $68.45 per barrel, and WTI crude was also trading 1.4% up at $64.94 per barrel when reports last came in. What are your expectations from the crude, very briefly, given the geopolitical situation?
We've seen, you know, there is a lot of pressure on India to diversify its import basket, which India has been doing it. But if you look at the crude oil prices, the movement in terms of soon after the change in government in the US, we've not seen much of a movement there. And it is expected that, you know, they will remain range bound in this particular range.
Gold prices scaled over $3,500 per ounce level to hit a record high as mounting expectations for U.S. Federal Reserve interest rate cut this month lifted demand for the precious metal.
मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक अक्टूबर में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का मूल्य 0.14% बढ़कर 104,932 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर चल रहा था। सितंबर में आपूर्ति की जाने वाली चांदी 0.76% घटकर 121,700 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर चल रही थी।
स्पॉट गोल्ड वॉज अप 0.1% at $3,483.33 per ounce a short while ago after hitting a record high of $3,508.50 earlier in the session. Bullion has gained 32% so far this year, and that's a big gain, Deepshika.
Absolutely, and I think it is, you know, what's happening in the global economy, which is sort of playing up. There is a lot of uncertainty, and whenever there is uncertainty, it sort of fuels.
Okay.
जी दीपशिखा, कार्यक्रम में आने के लिए और चर्चा करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. चलते चलते एक नजर आज की सुर्खियों पर. राजेश.
Thank you, Deepshika, for being with us. The headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Semicon India 2025, says India's smallest chip will drive the world's biggest change. Benchmark domestic indices fail to hold initial gains. Sensex drops over 200 points. Nifty closes at 24,580. And gold prices scale to new high, crosses over $3,500 per ounce level in international spot market. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye. Market Mantra.